Pokedex number 210. Granville. To be seen for who you are. Written by Orbel. Read by Wilfriede 0815. Summary. Ever since he's evolved, Granville hasn't had much luck finding a place. He either looks too scary or acts too cowardly to fit in. Granville watched through the window to the lobby as trainers piled into the rescue shelter. It was that time again, an adoption event. And not his first, either. Granville had seen more of them than any other Pokemon at the rescue. After all, getting adopted by a trainer was easier when you weren't shying away from all the activity of the day. But crowds and noise just stressed Granville out, and the young trainers that came to these events, when preparing to start their journey, tended to be very rowdy. Just like the wild Pokemon that were brought into the rescue, injured when they arrived, but once nursed back to health, full of energy and excited for the chance to leave on a journey. That wasn't Granville. He hadn't been injured when he came here, but abandoned. Left behind by a trainer who had been dismayed when his energetic, boisterous Snubbull evolved and became, as he put it, a big wimp. And while Granville would love to have a trainer, he wasn't sure one would want him. Trainers either found him intimidating just to look at, or expected more ferocity out of him than he had. The door to the Pokémon's playroom opened, and the head of the rescue ushered the children in. Though one looked older than the rest. She kept her shoulders hunched almost up to her ears as she walked in, hands stuffed into her pockets and eyes opened wide like a hoot hoot's. That was different, and Granville had to wonder what was going on. Why hadn't she started her journey already? But there was little time for wondering as the other trainers-to-be began interacting with the Pokémon, and vice versa. Everyone was so eager, and it left Granville uneasy, already looking for a place to hide away. His fellow Pokémon were hardly feeling the same, that was clear. On the contrary, they ate the attention up. The more they played with the kids, the louder it got, and the more overwhelmed Granville became. Maybe he could find a place to hide? There was a setup of tables, stocked with treats for Pokémons and humans alike, all arranged on a floor-length tablecloth. Could he get under there? It turned out, if he went in on all fours, belly to the ground, yes, he could. But he wasn't alone under there. A trio of Ledyba, new to the shelter, had hidden away down there too. They trembled as they stared at Granville. He wasn't new to this, but it never felt good to be feared, and Granville gave a disappointed huff. That the Ledyba took as a sign of aggression. Two of them flinched away, but the third mustered up the courage to throw a punch Granville's way, bopping him on the nose. It didn't hurt, but it did catch him by surprise, and Granville flailed his way out from his hiding spot, bumping his head and jostling the table as he did so. And knocking back into something. Something that yelped. A someone. Granville looked over his shoulder and saw the older trainer he'd noticed earlier, looking just as frazzled as he felt. He cowered with a whimper, bringing his paws over his ears. At this rate, he'd never get adopted. No trainer would choose him, the mess that he was, and he'd be here forever, watching the other Pokémon, the kind of Pokémon people actually wanted as their partners, come and go. And it would never matter that he was more afraid of them than they were of him. He'd always be the big, scary Pokémon here. He felt a hand on his back, hesitant at first, but then patting him between the shoulders. Slowly, the tension ebbed away, and Granville opened his eyes. The trainer was still there, and she was smiling at him. Granville smiled back, hoping his gratitude would shine through and he wouldn't look scary. Much to his surprise, the girl laughed.
"Oh, you're so cute. Don't worry about bumping into me. It's hard when there's a lot of people around, huh?"
Granville nodded emphatically, and the girl's smile grew.
"Yeah. All the activity can be a lot. That's why I'm starting my journey late. I wanted to figure out a way to handle getting overwhelmed first. Wanna see what I do?"
Another emphatic nod, and the girl sat down on the floor, patting the spot beside her to indicate Granville ought to do the same. He listened, and she placed one hand on her chest and the other on her abdomen, and took some slow, deep breaths. After watching her a few times, Granville did his best to imitate the process. It did feel nice. Calming.
"My name's Casey," the girl said. Do you want to hang out together for the afternoon? This time, instead of nodding, Granville expressed his gratitude by nuzzling his head against Casey's, causing her to laugh again. At the end of the day, when Casey left the rescue, Granville was with her. Their journey together had begun. The End.